Hello and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I'm so happy today, you guys. I'm so happy to be recording. I'm so happy where my life is at. I'm just happy every day lately. And sometimes I feel like I'm waiting for the ball to drop, and I realize that it doesn't have to, because this is the life I've created for myself. And nobody can take that away from me because I've created that for myself. So I think that that's a really good feeling to have. If you hear my door, that's because my cat's throwing a fit to not be outside. Okay, I'm outside today. I'm recording on my patio, and I just feel wonderful. And I was thinking about that for a moment. I was thinking, the life I've created for myself, I've left in nobody's hands but my own. And I think that so many times we give our happiness to other people to sometimes make it better and to add to it, but other times we allow them more so than not to take from us, to take it from us and to pretty much determine where our happiness and self-worth will lie for the day, for the week, for the month, the life, etc. So I found that while I was sitting here almost scared that my happiness would fade one day, or that my thankfulness or my depression or anxiety may come back, or I would just be a mess, and I realized it really all is in my hands. It's 100%. And I think we've all always known that. We all want to get to a place where we are able to separate our emotions from other people's emotions and feelings. I think that's so important to get to that place one day. And am I all the way there? Absolutely not. Like, I'm not doing this episode to be like, you guys, I made it. I beat the system. This is, look what I've done. But I am doing this to say it is possible with a lot of self-work, self-love, and care. And making sure that your favorite person or your least favorite person, which seems to have the most pull on a lot of us, do not have any hold on your life. What they think of you, if you love them, of course, is important, but it is not the end-all be-all for your life. You are. You're the only one inside that brain of yours that can tell you things all day. All day. That replace things in your mind all day. And I think getting to that point is what we're all aiming for. And, you know, with, not last week, I didn't do an episode, but the week before, when we were talking about, you know, loving yourself when you don't like yourself, that's part of the journey. That's part of getting there. That's part of getting to the loving part. Yes, we were only talking about, you know, if I don't like myself that day or if I'm having a hard week, but that's just in general. That's an all-around conclusion of what loving yourself completely is. It is pushing through to make sure that you're the one that gets you out of these endless thoughts of negativity. And so today, like we've spoken on many times, of doing the opposite of what we want to do sometimes, that's what's going to be our permanent reality change. And that's what I want it to be. So that's what I want to talk about today. I hope you all are having a wonderful week. This week and last week that I had off has just been wonderful. So much stuff has been done. You guys know I live in my yard. I really do live in my yard. It's not the most beautiful thing in the whole wide world, but it's mine and I love it. And I could be in it all day long. And now I'm obsessed, of course, with just getting it to where I'm happy. And I have my level of excitement, I guess, has heightened as I'm getting older. One new plant or a new flower or something, you know. But I get excited for the small things and I spend the day watering it. And you really do start feeling just loving the little things in life when you've made it through such big things. And I think we can all relate to that. This week is my son's last day of school. And that is the sad news and happy news that I want to tell you all. I've never done this before, but I am going to take the summer off. I will not be doing an episode until like the end of August, about the last week of August, I believe. I'm going to enjoy the summer with my son and really just take it all in, and adventures and vacations and do all the fun things. And of course, I still have to do my work, but I have to cut some things out of what I need to do to spend time with him. And for a moment, I did feel bad, but I was like, you know, I do speak to you guys all and email back and forth, and you guys know that I'm always open for communication. There just won't be episodes. And that was a tough decision for me, because as much as I love to do these episodes, I also know it's really hard to do when you have kids home and you want to just enjoy that. I read, you know, you only have 12 summers with these kids, if that, and then they're, you know, with friends and they work and they have families and it's gone. And here I am with my son with these summer vacations, and he's about to be 10 and already doing sleepovers. So I just want to soak in every moment with him and really just enjoy this summer. But yes, so my week has been good, and that's what I want to talk about this week is, when it's good and great, what do we do to get there? What do we do this to stay there? What do we do to make sure that we're not just tricking ourselves into happiness, but when it becomes permanent, will you know? And absolutely, you will know. And how to keep it that way, and how to maybe do almost like when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, stay there. It's like a domino effect of staying there. So that's what we're talking about today. All right, welcome to the episode and the last episode before our summer vacation. Shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today. We carry sizes small through 3XL. The styles and sizes may vary. There is a chat now button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and you can also join our rewards program. You get 1 point for every dollar spent, and you eventually earn cash off your purchase. Go shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today and give them a reason to stare. I do want to reiterate that I will be available for conversations all summer. I mean, all day long. You can email and message me. That does not bother me. I absolutely love it. So don't think that just because I'm not doing episodes for summer break, that I'm not available. So just please know that. Okay, so my main goal for today, which we've talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, breaking your comfort zone, and we've talked about making sure that happiness is in our own hands and things like that. It's almost like I want this episode to be goal-oriented instead of, you know, our normal buildup of self-love. I want it to be full of goals that can be accomplished, and journaling. And if you have a journal next to you, or you can put it in the notes of your phone like I do. I'm obsessed. I'm always putting notes in my phone. I probably have like 10,000 notes in my phone. Even my mother-in-law, she just recently got me a journal. She knows how much I love journaling. Like these little notebooks I really love. She actually grabbed me one for Mother's Day, and I keep it in my purse. I do. I'm always writing things down of what is a new goal of mine? What is something that, oh, I just experienced this feeling, and what can I do to take this feeling, and I almost dissect it of why did I feel that, and I didn't enjoy that feeling, so I really want to get to the bottom of it. And mainly just goals of what I want to accomplish. And I think all day long we all talk out loud or in our heads of what we want to do, whether it's, oh, I really want to pull my weeds today, or I really need to, you know, clean my oven. Small goals like that too. I really want to change the way I react when somebody cuts me off in traffic. I really want to change my feelings and the way my body reacts when I hear so-and-so's name. I really, you know, things like that. Like, there are no goals too big, no goals too small. Or I really want to change the way I feel when I go into a grocery store, my body sensations. And so writing those things down gives you the free will to address them later. And you don't have to figure it all out right now. And a lot of times I'll write my goals on separate pages, because seeing them all together can be overwhelming. It can be like, oh my gosh, like what is this? But I also like to put them in part of my daily calendar, part of my, what do I do for the day? How do I address this emotion? And how do I fix it? What is it that's causing it? The what's, the hows, and the whys. What is causing it? Why do I feel like this, do I think? And how do I fix it? And I think those, the what's, the hows, and the whys. Like, why? You know, why do we get certain feelings? How do we fix them? And what is it about ourselves that we can change, that we want to address? All those things I keep reiterating to myself all the time. And I think that so many of us, we look at people and ourselves, and, you know, we've talked about this before, and they go, oh, that's just who I am. That's just my personality. And those are the ones you get rid of. Those are the ones that if you see them 10 years from now and they are the identical version of themselves, then you know you've moved on. Then you know you've grown. When you're able to spot people's behaviorals and people's behaviors and emotions, and you're able to spot them so quickly, it is a clear picture of how much you've evolved and grown as a person. And I think that's pretty incredible. So this summer, that's what I want us to do, and forever, of course. But I want you to do that with your friends. I want you to evaluate your friends and your family, and your own little family at home. I want you to evaluate how you view self-love. What does self-love look like to you? Is it just, you know, is it doing face masks, or is it getting massage, or is it, you know, making sure you tell yourself the three things every day, a little bit of everything? Is it laying out in the sun for 10 minutes to make sure you check in with yourself, and grounding yourself barefoot? And, you know, I just, all the things, I feel like a little bit of everything is your self-love. Doing the week full of yes. And explaining that to you. Okay, the week full of yes. Everything you would say no to in a week, in a healthy manner, of course. Let's not take it out of context. I want you to say yes to that lunch date, that play date, that self-care time, that show, everything you've been putting off. I want you to say yes to it for the week. I want you to do things different, because sometimes what we've been doing hasn't been working. So we do the opposite. And sometimes doing the opposite of everything, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so much. So just the week full of yes. I think that's a fun start. I think, you know, hey, your friend that's been asking you to hang out or go out to lunch, message them. Hey, I'm free this day. Are you? If not, that's fine. And we can do a different day. That play date that your kid, you know, wanted to go on and do at the park or the water park or whatever. Let's go. Let's do it. The zoo. Let's do it. Not wanting to go to the store on your own. Yes, I'm going. Here I go. Not wanting to clean out that closet because it's so overwhelming. I'm doing it. Let's do it. The week of yes is meant to do all the things that you put off because you feel that you're not there yet. And even if it's just the day of yes, if you're not to the week yet, that's okay too. Even just the day of yes. And sometimes that can be exhausting by the end of the day. So the next day, maybe not so much. Or it could do the opposite and just be absolutely invigorating. Just absolutely invigorating. Now, when I started doing the week of yes, like, it was amazing and exhausting and crazy. And I actually challenged myself to do it this week too, up until my son's last day of school. Like, it was like 3 days in for just myself. Of course I want to do it with him as well. But for just myself, lunch dates I wanted to do. I did a hangout date. I just scheduled another hangout date. Like, and then my one friend, she's like, let's do lunch while I'm at work. I don't have a lot of time, but I'll squeeze you in. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. And I just asked all of these people who have been trying to get together, and I've been so busy, or it's not really my thing. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. And every single time I'm like, oh my God, I'm so nervous, but I go and I love it and I enjoy myself and I always have the best time. And guess what? If I wasn't having a great time, I could leave. I could go. I'm not going to ruin people's times. But also, you know, the week, the self-care week of it as well. For myself, it's, you know, doing the face masks, it's doing hair treatments, it's doing under eye treatments. It's like, you know, that's my self-care. We've talked about this all the time. So many self-cares look different. I like going to the farmer's market and getting all kinds of fun things that I can do at my house, and flowers, and, you know, vegetables and fruits and new bird feeders and, you know, things like that. So I think that stepping out of your comfort zone of things that you would go, oh, do I really have to go and do that? No, it's not a necessity. Don't just do the necessities of life. So many people with anxiety and things like that, we just do the necessities. We just get it done. We don't do extra. We just get it done. I don't want to just get it done anymore. You know? I think when we all go through our darkest times with anxiety, or we come out the other end of it, we go, okay, it's going to be different. But then we get nervous, or, you know, you're nervous that it's going to come back. And like I said earlier, like, I've worked so hard to make sure that my anxiety will never be anybody else's fault or be held to them ever again. And all of my anxiety and depression in the past was tied to my surroundings, was tied to either the friends I was with at the time, or the people I was dating, or the family that had a lot of say in my life, that their opinions mattered. Until you grow up and you go, huh, those are just people. Those are people just like me. And I wouldn't even take life advice from them. So how does their opinion serve so much in my brain as a replay? And it's when you look at everybody around you as just people that their word does nothing for you anymore, and you realize that you're the real vibe here. You're the one that brings the sunshine. You're the one that brings the self-love. And if they screw that up, they really lost a genuine person, because you are there to be genuine. You were there because you want to be there, and you pushed yourself to be there. And so many people around us that are unkind do things, they do them out of what others will think of them. And we don't want to do that, because we don't want to play that role in anybody's life. I don't want anybody to ever leave my company and go, oh my gosh, are they talking about me? Oh my gosh, what are they going to say? I have to be perfect. Here's my perfection. I want to go to your house in PJs, a hot mess, and be able to vent to you that I had a really rough mom week. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, me too. Instead of these unkind people that we have a lot of them out there. And that gives a lot of us parents and spouses a little anxiety. And I talked to so many of you about the mom guilt and the wife guilt and the self-care guilt, that you feel guilty for even doing that. So weeks of, yes, that's our goal. I want you to have at least two or three of them throughout the summer, like at least every other week, you guys, for a month or so, or not a month or so, a month or two, every other week. So that's like a huge thing. Push yourself outside of your comfort zone means to do it on every level. Now, again, when you write down goals and things that are outside of your comfort level, I want you to write it on separate pages. I want you to put the date on it. I want you to put when you want to accomplish it. I want you to really put it on there for yourself, for nobody else, for yourself to look at and understand that this is a goal of mine, and it's only mine. This is to be completed for nobody else and in the timeline of nobody else. I want to do these things. And whether I do it this week saying yes today, or I do it next week saying yes today, I will say yes to this goal because it's mine and I'm in control of it. I'm in charge of the emotions behind it. I'm in charge on whether or not I feel a certain way while completing it, and when I'm going to do it again. And just because it might exhaust me doesn't mean that it wasn't a good idea. It's always a good idea to push yourself out of the comfort zone that we have created in this mental health fiasco we all put up with in our minds every single day. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced.
Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today.
And I think that's where we can all be different. We can all understand, everybody who listens to these episodes of the self-growth and listens and reads these books of self-help and all these things, we're all working so hard towards a goal and towards making sure that we can complete those goals in our life, and so many others aren't. And that's when you know you're ahead. That's when you know that. And it can be lonely, and that's okay if you're lonely, because that's more time to understand yourself, and the right people will attract to it when you're ready. Okay? So work, relationships, parenting, friendships, self-care, your businesses, make smart choices, but also make the opposite choice of what you would feel is normal, of what you would feel is playing it small. We are no longer playing it small around here, and it's uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. Again, another episode. It's okay to be uncomfortable, that we've done this before. We can do this, and it's meant to be that way. Because if you're not uncomfortable in your life, what have you even been doing? What have you even been attempting to change, to fix, to make better, to set a new standard for your family, for your children, for yourself? What are we doing? We are struggling with our mental health because of the generation we grew up with. Because mainly the people we were raised with didn't see the issue, didn't see the problem. That's okay. But we are paving new ways. And in order to do that, we are the bulldozer knocking the shit out of the way. Now, most of my listenership is from ages, I think it was 26 to 45. That is about 80% of my listenership. So I resonate with this generation of struggling with this. Our parents did not want or see the harm in the way they were raised to raise you the same, you know? And so many of us deal with that. So many of us have anger at our parents, and you fight to get through that. I used to be so angry at my mom. I used to be so, you know, not understand how she did what she did. I don't hold that anger on her now. I think my mom did her absolute best with what she had. I mean, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have Pinterest. They didn't have self-help podcasts. They didn't have any of this stuff. They were teaching what they were taught. But as we get older and things are addressed and things are, I feel like our generation and even myself, I will not shy from pointing out, hey, you hurt my feelings. Hey, this is what you did. This upset me. This is, you know, upsetting. And the unfortunate part of their generation is that admitting they're wrong to a kid, or admitting that they hurt feelings, or seeing their children as anything other than their children, they think they still have the upper hand. And that's where you can draw a line, because you can forgive them for the childhood if you want to, of course, but you don't have to forgive them for what they're continuing to do when you approach the situation. My mother and I quit talking because I addressed her. I've never talked about this before, but every time my mother and I would get in an argument, it was always over her telling business that had no business of hers to be told. I would vent to my mom or rant to my mom and be like, hey, just don't tell anybody because I'm just like having a hard time, but I just wanted to vent. And she would tell. Okay, so now I'm upset. But the last time, we had went 2 years not talking, and we had spoken again. And now, yes, this is on me because I should not have trusted her, but I thought that maybe she had changed, or she wanted to be different, or she wanted to be that mom for her kids. Anyways, again, I don't blame people for being who they are. I blame myself for thinking that they were different. Anyways, and I had vented about something that was going on in life, and it was something that bothered me, but something I was going to get over. No big deal. And I said, just don't see anything. 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from somebody else checking on me. This person never calls me. And I was like, interesting. Did by chance mom call you? Well, yeah, but she didn't tell me what was happening. Okay, but she called you to tell you that I'm not doing okay and to call me. And even if she didn't tell you details, which highly doubt, she still expressed an emotion that I trusted her with. And she took it upon herself to tell somebody else about those emotions of mine. Now, that may not seem like a big deal to other people. And I didn't want to cut her off for it. It was when I phone called her and I said, hey, did you by chance say something to so-and-so? Well, yeah, but I didn't say details. Yeah, but you did say it. And that really upset me and hurt my feelings. And you're my mom. And I was supposed to be able to trust you with this. And you told somebody. And I'm really upset about it. She ended up hanging up on me. It was literally a 1 minute conversation of me stating that my feelings were hurt. Never did I yell, raise my voice, curse, nothing. Now, of course, the side of the story she tells, I was a raging psychopath. But I had multiple people around me that heard this conversation, so I'm gonna go back on her word and say that mine's correct. Anyways, now again, this is not to bring out an anger. This is to say, the people in your life, the ones that you are leaving your emotions in their hands, why are we doing that? Why? I was so glad that when that happened, I almost went, okay, there it is. I had questioned so many times before if I was making the correct decisions. Were my boundaries too strong? Was my self-love too much for other people to even try to compensate by? And the answer was no. Because after that, it was when I met all of my wonderful new friends. It was when I got super close to my husband's side of the family. These are genuine people. These are people who I could literally commit a crime with, and they're not speaking a word because they respect my boundaries. They respect me as a person. And I didn't know those people were out there because I had grown up different than that. I'd grown up thinking everybody was waiting for me to fall, to fail, to be secretive, to talk crap about one person and then call them the next day and see how they're doing. I always thought that somebody around me was a snake. And it wasn't until I realized that I was in control of who's around me. I'm in control of the information that gets out. And a lot of those people caused so much anxiety for me my whole life because I couldn't go through anything without them telling everyone I was going through something. So I never could vent. I could never cry. I could never express what was happening to me and how scared I was because I didn't want people to know. And I knew if I confided in the only people I had around me at the time, my family, that everybody would know, from their work friends to their sisters, to their cousins, to my aunts and uncles. And all of a sudden, family reunions are very uncomfortable. I don't think I've been to a family reunion for maybe 15 years. And it was because I seen through all that. I didn't want the judgment. I don't want your pity. I wanted to be able to vent to somebody who says they loved me and know that they loved me enough to say, hey, yeah, your secret's safe with me. You're allowed to have your own goals in life and also setbacks. When you get a setback and the people around you respond, pay attention to how they respond. That's another goal for you. And I know that was a long story around it, and I took a lot of twists and turns, and I probably got off my original topic. When I go back and listen, I'm gonna be like, where did that tangent come from? Anyways, but I've never expressed that to you guys. And I was always nervous to talk about family on my podcast because I was like, well, what if they listen? They do not. I was like, they do not. They don't even know I exist anymore. So I'm not worried about it. And if they do, feel free to call and apologize. An apology goes a long way. I've never gotten one of those from my family. Anyways, so please understand that your goal is to watch people. Watch how you respond to people. Write that down as well. How do you feel when this person leaves your company? How do you feel when this person gives you advice? How do you feel after venting to a certain person? You don't have to put up with feeling badly around people. People say, oh, that's family. No, thank you. No, thank you. Because I have people in my life that I'm not related to that I would leave my child with if something bad happened to me besides with my family. Family means nothing. Friends mean nothing. You have to go by how you feel around them. Who are they? I don't care if you've known this person for 20 years. You guys went to high school together. You graduated. I can't cut them out of my life. Actually, the fact that you're thinking about cutting them out of your life shows your growth as well. You're meant to grow through people. Yes, I said grow through them, not go through them. Both of them, actually. You're meant to grow through people. And I always wonder that when I meet up with people. I'm like, am I going to grow through you or are we going to go through life together? Certain people are around for chapters. Certain people are around for books. But most people don't make it through the series. Figure out who your people are in your life. Figure out who you want to be and start saying yes to those weird emotions, to those weird feelings that sometimes make you uncomfortable. Address all of those. Get a goal journal. Get your notebook out. Categorize it, section it. I know people with anxiety and OCD and depression, we like to be organized. So do that this week. Do that this summer. And that's what a huge goal of mine will be this summer as well. And I know that messaging back and forth with a lot of you, I want to hold each other accountable to these goals. My biggest goal, I'd say since, I think I made it in November, it was around the holidays, because holidays are really hard for me due to the fact that I don't go around my family. So it was really hard for me. But I made the goal of not wanting my siblings or my mom or anybody's words, opinions, or thoughts to have a role in my life. And the amount of freeness that comes from that is like euphoric. It's like a drug. Like, I actually get excited when I'm challenged by it. If I get a text or a group text, the quickness that I can withdraw myself from the conversation, the quickest that I can say, oh no, thank you, I won't be able to make it, but thanks for inviting me. The quickness of it is an excitement because I understand that it is my duty, that it is my job to protect my mental health, to protect my stress hormones, to protect my family from going through my bad emotions that will come with this event, or my bad emotions that will just come from my self-doubt or anxiety. It becomes your goal to see how you respond. And once you get past that, so now I know I'm past that because I was challenged a couple of times. That, I wouldn't say challenged because I got through it fairly easy, one text. I realized that now I get a new goal. And my new goal for this summer is to say yes to more adventurous things, I'd say, with my son. Just do more. I have a group of great friends and they're very adventurous and they know me and they love me and they invite me every single time. But they go, hey, you are totally welcome. We'd love to be for you to be there. We will literally go out of our way for you to be there. But we know that you don't usually do this kind of stuff. But if you want to, this is where we'll be. I'm going to send you our pin. I'm going to send you the information. And they will damn near roll out a red carpet for me to be there. And I think those are the best people I've ever met in my entire life. And I've actually been comfortable doing those things with those people because they're so good to me. But I want to do more. This summer is my summer of doing more with my son. You know, the fun things that I guess I never had anybody to do it with. So I didn't do it. You know, I am home with him all summer. My husband doesn't get home till late. And I guess the confidence level of not having people to do it with was kind of So I didn't do much. Me and my son would do the basic stuff, the parks and the pool days and stuff like that. But my friends, they do really cool stuff. So that is my goal for the summer, is a lot more yes days with friends. So what is your goal for your summer, or for wherever you're at? But I know my local listeners, we're all summer people right now. What is your goal for the summer, of your emotions, of your feelings, of your anxiety, of your relationships, even how you respond to your spouse, how you respond to your kids? I want just so many goals written down. Your goal for this week is to write down 10 goals of either emotions or house stuff or friendly kid stuff or friendly spouse stuff, goals that maybe you don't necessarily want to do yourself, but that you know you would do if you didn't have anxiety. I want you to say, hey, I don't have anxiety this week. What would I do? I want you to write it in a goal. And even emotions, out of those 10, I want 3 of those to be emotions. I want one to be, you know, if you struggle with road rage, I want to not struggle with road rage. I think a lot of us. But if you're really bad with it, I know so many are very angry drivers, very aggressive, very scary. So maybe adjust that. Maybe what are the whys and the what's and the hows, and just emotions. How do you respond when your kid is whining? How do you respond when your spouse had an hard day and maybe is not in the best mood? I want some of those emotions in there, and they don't even have to be for other people, but mainly for yourself, of your responses, of how you are in control. No matter how other people make you feel, you're in control of the response. I think that's my biggest push and takeaway that I want to come from this last episode before I go, is that your response to the way people treat you, the way people bring out certain emotions in you, and the way people can get to you should be 0. I don't want you to not have a heart. I just don't want the negativities brought out. So when that happens, it's okay to have a little zing of, oof, that was hurtful. But then I want you to come back and say, okay, that has nothing to do with me. This is not about me. I tell people that all the time. That's my famous line. It's not always about you. So many people get upset about certain decisions you make, or certain events you don't go to, or things like that. And I just, so many times I'll tell friends or people that are close to me, hey, it's not always about you. You don't get to be offended by a decision that these people made for their own life. Does that keep you up at night? I didn't think so. Let's stop talking badly about these people. Don't speak negative about other people. And even talking, you know, telling the story about my mom, I have no hate for my mom. I love my mom. I can't even express the amount of love I have for my mom. She's my mom. Are you kidding me? We're just not good together. And that's okay. I don't think anything negatively about her. That's how she was growing up. They gossip, they chit-chat, they tell their siblings stuff. I tell my siblings stuff. I mean, not if you tell me not to. I respect your word, but that was kind of a jab, a little jab. I don't hold anger. I just hold boundaries. I just hold, this is where I place you, and you're not allowed past this point anymore in my life. And that's the tough part of it. That is the tough part of it, because I had to think long and hard about this. It wasn't a decision I made lightly. It was a decision that over years and years and years of going back and forth with her, I went, okay, so when does this not only become unhealthy for me, but for my son and for my husband, who has to deal with my emotions with this, and I didn't have it under control. When you finally make the cut, the hardest cut you've ever had to make, you're rewarded with a joy and a happiness, because ultimately you know that you grew from that experience. And I grew from having to do that. I grew from having to permanently remove somebody from my life. And and I couldn't be happier. I know that kind of sounds bad. I didn't mean it like she's a bad person. I meant it as I struggled with it for so long. And I should have listened to the fact that I was struggling with that. I should have listened to that because that told me that doing so was the right decision because I felt not good keeping it and going back and forth. That didn't feel good. Had I known she had a spot permanently in my life, I wouldn't have questioned it and fought with myself. But knowing that she had to go, I fought with myself. So I should have came to that conclusion quicker, but I think we all get there on our own times. Your goals in life should be about you. Be selfish with your life. Everybody else is, and you're doing it in a positive way. In absolutely no way am I saying go out there and brutally massacre people's feelings. No, that's not the way we do it. We do it kindly. We do it respectfully. Even the last words I spoke to my mom before we hung up, you really hurt my feelings. And I thought as my mom that I could trust you with that. And I'm upset. And she hung up and I'm like, okay, I'm happy with those words. I'm happy with what I chose today. And I wasn't upset. In the past, when I would get in arguments with people, oh my God, that bird is aggressive. Can you hear it? Oh my God. In the past, I would scream and yell and curse, and I would be just a freaking disaster because I was so emotional that I didn't know how to grasp how I was actually feeling. I was a very emotional person for a long time. And I would let those emotions become, they were a personality for me. That's who I was. I didn't know for so long that I could change them, but it was my personality. I was not nice with my emotions when I was angry. There were times when I hung up with people, I went, oof, I really hope I talk to them again because if those are the last words I said. But part of growing and making these goals is going, I don't want those emotions to be me anymore. And my defense emotions were my biggest challenge, I'll say. But it was my biggest goal I had for myself. Is to watch what I say when I'm angry and to make sure that if those were the last words I spoke to somebody, that I'm okay with that. I don't think in the moment words are the best all the time, but sometimes I think they get away from us. That's okay sometimes, but you don't want to be known as that person that just will slice your throat wide open when they're talking to you like they are cutthroat. Words. I know a lot of people like that, and I've heard people like that argue. And if people spoke to me like that, I mean, that I definitely wouldn't speak to them again. So why would I want to be like that? So anyways, I am not only going to miss doing these episodes all summer, but I'm going to miss keeping you guys posted on things. So a big goal of mine is going to be to keep track of what my goals were this summer and what I've accomplished. And we're going to compare. And probably our first episode back is going to be full of questions. And feel free to send in questions over the summer of any topic. Like our first episode back is just going to be wide open. I can already see it. So I really do. All these goals this summer are going to be amazing. And I want to hear, you know, at the end of the summer, start sending in if you completed or what you're working on or when you were challenged with this specific goal you had, how you handled it differently than you would have. All these things, I really want to know about them. I really want to hear about it. So, oh my gosh, I like don't want to go. I'm like stalling. I feel like my kid at bedtime. I'm like, but wait, I want to pet the cat.
Wait, I want to give you a hug. Wait, do penguins have knees? Like, I just want to keep talking. But I know this is a good decision for me. I know that I need the break and that I need the mom time. And I am excited for that. I just am going to miss this. So, all right. You guys, write your goals, get your journals, go to the dollar store, grab a notebook, do all the things, get fun pens, make it fun, make it organized, make it about you. All these goals are for yourself. Yes, they have to do with other people or how you respond to other people, but it's for you. It's for you to be better. It's for you to love yourself more. It's for you to know that your happiness lies in nobody's hands but your own, because you created your life. You created this environment. You created your walls of boundaries and the amazing people that are allowed to walk through them now. And there will be amazing people. Don't think that you're going to be alone when you get rid of these negative people. It's what you have to do so the good ones can be attracted to you. You have to do the work. It's exciting work. It's not intimidating. Okay? Continue loving yourself completely, always. Oh, I don't want to go. Okay, keep up. Maybe I'll keep up on our Instagram page, and I'll keep you guys posted on stuff there too. So go follow that page as well. Okay, it's at loving yourself completely. Write in to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. You can also write into our Instagram. Go shop Sarah Bauer Boutique and just love yourself. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'll see you at the end of summer. Bye.